monkeys, even gorillas. They were all gone now, he said. But there had been so many monkeys then. One time, he and his brother sat down to rest, partway up another mountain, and a host of monkeys surrounded them, like a gang of little thugs, harassing them, trying to take their sacks of cassava, even slapping them right in their faces. In the end, there was nothing for him and his brother to do but run away, leaving the cassava behind. When he told me this story, Deo laughed. It was what I'd come to recognize as his normal laugh. It had the same bright, surprised, near-soprano sound as his voice when he greeted a friend and cried out, "Hi!" The "hi" drawn out as if he didn't want it to end. His English was accented with French and Kirundi and sprinkled with misplaced emphases, as in, "I am laughing when I think about it." And many of his phrases had a certain hybrid vigor, a fresh extravagance. I want to get it out of my chest, run like a thunderstorm. I had to bite my heart. Deo grew up in the mountains east of Ganza, in a tiny settlement of farms and pastures called Butanza. He had returned to Burundi several times over the past 6 years, but he had avoided Butanza. He had not visited it for nearly 14 years. Now he was going back at last. He seemed happy to see Ganza again, but when we drove farther east toward Butanza, he grew